Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessing from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, A Cheerful Giver. We read in 2 Corinthians 9:7, As every man, according as he determines in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. It is an offense to think or imagine of people coming before the Lord and screaming bloody murder as they lay their offering on the altar. God delights in cheerful giving. Jesus spent time watching people as they came into the temple and offered their offering to God. There were those who were the so-called religious gurus of the day, the scribes and Pharisees, who loved to delight in giving a little and receiving much in the way of praise. And then there were those who possessed little of this world's goods, but had a love of God in their heart. And with what little they had, they brought it cheerfully and laid it on the altar. They were giving directly to the Lord from a cheerful heart. It gave them delight in giving what little they had because God had given them so much. They had a cheerful heart. They were cheerful givers. I have, across the years of my life, experienced those who could fall into both categories, those who gave grudgingly and those who gave cheerfully. And I want to tell you something. Not only is God delighting in cheerful givers, but people delight in cheerful givers as well. People who have little and bring what little they have and give it to the Lord experience something in their heart. They recognize that the things of this world pass away. I have shared many times that across the years I have conducted funerals for literally hundreds of individuals. And never do I see a moving van with all of the world goods that that person possesses beside the grave. They take nothing with them. We take nothing with us. A person that has accumulated great wealth leaves everything behind. Only what he has done for the Lord will last. The things that he has neglected giving to the Lord will never be given to the Lord. The things that he cherished, or she should, I should add, the things that people cherish in this world will pass away, but the things that we have given and do give to the Lord will last for eternity. We must be cheerful givers in recognizing that in giving to the Lord, we're reflecting that the things of this world do not matter nearly so much as the things that are of spiritual value. Have I given myself wholly to the Lord, so much so that the world begins to dim in our view? And we take no delight in the things of the world, but we take delight in the eternity that lies before us. We delight in making God the center of our life and giving to others. Giving a smile, giving a helping hand, giving what little we possess to those who have need around us. Are we givers or are we takers? God loves a cheerful giver. Above else, I want to be a cheerful giver. Day after day after day, regardless of what I'm going through in my life, whether it's physical or emotional, or whether family members are going through difficult times, and I'm having to lift up and care for those in my circle of influence in my church, in my family. God wants me to do so with a cheerful heart. He wants a cheerful giver, and I am determined to be a cheerful giver. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, might we recognize that you delight in those of us who give cheerfully to you, that we count it a privilege as we bring anything and everything that we have and everything that we will have to you and leave it at the altar. Might you receive our gifts, Lord, and might they bring as a sweet-smelling incense of praise to you. For, Lord, we want to praise you with all of our heart. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart always be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.